Oh boy, I like science, but it's just because it's my religion. I like the platypus, a very unique creature. I like the platypus so much, one day I thought at my boring computer desk job I would look up cute platypus on Google image search in hopes of procuring a brand new desktop wallpaper. And what did I find? In my first image result. But a picture of a pink, translucent, two-scale platypus vibrator. Ladies, whatever we did, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. Like, I get, like, a normal vibrator. It's got ridges and a tickler or something. But, like, to scale? A beak? A big old beaver tail sticking out? Fingers with webs and claws? It blew my mind. And I almost had an aneurysm right in front of my computer. Is this what women want? You want a penis with, like, tangents like a fucking ginger root? Or maybe it's like a fetish thing. You know, you want to wear platypus in a big old ruffledy shirt to sneak in your bay window and seduce you all Bram Stoker style. But no, what it is it's this girl. It's a real girl we all went to junior high with, and she came to class every day in a dark crystal t-shirt, sweatpants, and flip-flops. And one day another kid tried to confront her at recess and say, "Is it true? You suck a My Little Pony in your cupcake castle?" And she said, "Yeah, you want to see me do it?" And that kid dropped his books, ran into the woods, disappeared forever. His books are still there, made of stone to this day. That little girl grew up into a person who got a team of people behind her, a silicone press, found a market for a cute, translucent, two-scale platypus vibrator. I mean, what is the biggest accomplishment you guys have ever had? You got a CPA? Can you roll that up, stick it in your cooter, and bring yourself to climax? Maybe, but is it compatible with both oil and water-based lubricants? I don't think so.